Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's my pleasure this afternoon to present work on symbiotic nitrogen fixation, work conducted by a former graduate student, Kelvin Kampfer, with assistance from my USDARS colleague, Karen Seeke. Let's see if I can get this right. Okay. So this afternoon, I don't need to introduce anything about symbiotic nitrogen fixation. What I really want to point out with this particular slide is that when we look at common bean, Phaseolus vulgaris, from the literature, the average amount of nitrogen fixed by common bean is about 55 kgs per hectare. That's enough to produce about 1.4 tons per hectare. If you want to produce 2 tons, you're going to need to fix something in the order of about 80 kgs. And there's a range of nitrogen fixation from zero with no nods up to 120. This is what's reported in the literature. What's been interesting to listen to the previous speaker is that among most grain legumes and pulses, common bean is the lowest in terms of average nitrogen fixation. But we feel there's genetic variability exists, and that's what we're attempting to explore in this particular study. So we conducted 3 independent studies, genome-wide association analysis of an Andean diversity panel. This is materials that are targeted for production in Africa. We also conducted then a QTL study in a rill population and then a transcriptomic analysis of 2 rills from this population that contrasted in their nitrogen fixing ability. So I'll briefly describe these this afternoon. So this is the Andean diversity panel. This is put together by my colleague, Dr. Seeke. We work with about 270 genotypes. There's over 400 in here. These are land races, breeding lines from both North and South America, East and Southern Africa. And you can see the contrast, obviously, in seed size, color, and so forth. We had to work with fewer genotypes. We only could work with those that matured in conditions in Michigan. And we only work with non-climbing types. So there's no climbing types in this particular panel. We phenotype these for symbiotic nitrogen fixation, both in the field in Michigan and in our greenhouse situation. This shows the greenhouse setup. We evaluated them for 2 seasons. They were inoculated with a very common strain of Rhizobium tropici, C899, widely used. They're grown in a nitrogen-free solution. And we measured nitrogen derived from the atmosphere, NDFA, at flowering. Our field study was conducted in 2 years at the research station in Michigan on a low nitrogen site. And you can see here this is a no nod, and you can see the effect of the lack of fertility in this particular trial. This is Kelvin here who conducted the work. So we phenotyped for nitrogen derived from the atmosphere using the N15 natural abundance. And of course, our non-fixing bean genotype here, it was our reference plant, and this was, of course, the common equation used to determine percent nitrogen derived from the atmosphere and then the actual nitrogen derived from the atmosphere. And we measured it both on the shoot and biomass at flowering and in the seed. So this is some of the results. We identified 7 genotypes from, these are the names of the genotypes from different countries, different seed types and so forth. So the percent nitrogen derived from the atmosphere in these top genotypes range from about 80% upwards almost to 100%. And the actual nitrogen derived from the atmosphere range from about 70 kgs upwards of, I think, about 90, 92. And this is the yield of these particular ones. So here we have some genotypes that could be used in a breeding program. Again, this is our no-nod check down here at the bottom. The genome-wide association analysis was, we used this bark bean chip. With a little over 5,000 SNPs. These were filtered for minor allele frequency. Then we used the TASEL program, and you can see these are the QQ plots of the with the Bonferroni, and we used the Bonferroni correction. And so then looking at a few traits, the first one, percent nitrogen, and here we're showing a region on chromosome 9 where we have nitrogen in the in the seed in the field, nitrogen in the biomass, and nitrogen in the biomass in the, both in the field and the greenhouse. So what was exciting about this, we were identifying then some areas on an area on chromosome 9, both in the seed and biomass in both the field and the greenhouse. And many earlier studies focused largely on just biomass. When we looked at nitrogen derived from the atmosphere, we identified regions on chromosome 3, 7, and 9. These are the R-squared values for the greenhouse, for the field. This is in the seed and the greenhouse in another year. So again, we consistently identified SNPs for nitrogen derived from the atmosphere on these three chromosomes across environments and tissues. Kelvin also used this proxy of just a scoring for nitrogen, and here we can see a nitrogen score. Again, we see an association between that and nitrogen derived from the atmosphere in the field. So this might prove to be a useful proxy again for field screening. So in terms of conclusions, we identified Andean genotypes. These are the ones that are growing in Africa that were superior in nitrogen fixation. Identified these three regions on these three particular chromosomes. So we need further validation of this work. And this panel has currently been planted in Zambia to evaluate for nitrogen fixation under low nitrogen soil conditions there. The second study was the identification of QTLs, and for that we used a real population of 188 individuals from a cross of a land race or common variety from Zambia called Sowezi. Here's Sowezi here, and it was crossed with a breeding line, a kidney bean breeding line from Puerto Rico. The cross was made for various reasons. This particular line was also resistant to weevils, so we had a number of traits that we're interested in comparing between these two. But the Sowezi was superior to the line from Puerto Rico in biological nitrogen fixation. We evaluated these again in the greenhouse in 2014 and 15, and they're currently being evaluated in the field in Zambia. And unfortunately, I don't have that. I was hoping to have that information for you this afternoon when I first submitted my abstract, but that hasn't happened. The QTL analysis, we again used that same bark bean chip with 5,300 SNPs, 500 or so were polymorphic, and we used QTLs were identified using, and we used QTL cartographer. We identified two regions that for nitrogen derived from the atmosphere on chromosome 7 again and chromosome 9. On chromosome 7 here, we have nitrogen derived from the atmosphere, but we have a number of other traits associated with root weight, biomass, percent nitrogen, and so forth. And again, we identified a region on chromosome 9 which was associated with nitrogen derived from the atmosphere. When we compare then our GWAS study and our QTL study, the same region that we identified in the GWAS study in chromosome 9 was the same SNPs and same region that we identified in our QTL study. So then, in terms of conclusions of the QTL mapping, we identified a number of QTLs on these particular chromosomes. There, this is some of the previous work that had been reported. But on chromosome 9, genomic regions identified in the GWAS and the QTL analysis overlapped. So then we were interested then in looking a little further at what's behind this. So we did a transcriptomic analysis of two RILs. These were two RILs selected from that same population that contrasted in their nitrogen fixation traits. They were very similar in terms of growth habit and maturity. And we're interested in looking at what underpinned the differences between these two RILs. We collected samples, RNA samples from leaves, nodules and roots, growing under both nitrogen non-fixation conditions, and the analysis was conducted with this particular program, DES-SEQ2. This shows the phenotypes of the two RILs, the 36 and the 118. You can see the difference under fixation. This is the percent nitrogen here. This is the 36 versus the 118. When you grew them, they were exactly the same under non-fixing conditions. This was conditions where we applied nitrogen and so forth. And you can see the contrast between them under non-fixing, under fixing conditions. This was the analysis of the RNA-seq. This is the number of differentially expressed genes under both leaf under fixation and under non-fixation, but in the leaf and also in the root. And you can see there's many more differentially expressed genes in the under the both non-fixing conditions. And down here then we're comparing the two genotypes, the 36 and the leaf, between the 36 and the 118. What's interesting is that we've seen more expression or upregulation of these differentially expressed genes here in the nodules in the non-fixing 118 genotype. Looking at some of the enriched molecular functions of these differentially expressed genes, these I'm showing here in the leaf and the root of this one, we see a lot of genes that are involved transferal activity of groups and so forth. And many of these pathways and molecular functions appear to be associated with the upregulation of traits related to symbiotic nitrogen fixation in the genotype of the RIL was the better fixer. So many of these biological nitrogen or symbiotic nitrogen fixation, we feel that these transcription factors are the key in the regulation. And when we look at, we have some 37 out of some 500 differentially expressed genes in the nodules, transcription factors. And here we're showing a series of the transcription factor families that were differentially expressed between these two genotypes. Then, looking at some specific regions, one in particular was this transcription factor AP22. This was expressed in the nodules or in the roots of the under fixation in the genotype that did not fix. And what's interesting about this particular transcription factor AP22 is that a high mRNA of this particular transcription factor have been associated with ineffective nodules. And this work's reported by the group in Cuernavaca on beans. So then we looked at overlapping some of this RNA-seq data with the GWAS data on chromosome 7 and 9. So we went into chromosome 7, and we identified there was 4 genes out of 51 in this region, this 400 kilobase region that were identified on chromosome 7 here. And one of those was upregulated in the nodule of the line that was the superior fixing, and this was a transcription factor known as a MADS box. Likewise, we went into the same region on chromosome 9, and identified then a transcription factor known as WRKY transcription factor that was again upregulated in the nodule of the low fixing or the essentially non-fixing RIL. So in terms of conclusions, we identified genomic regions associated with the superior nitrogen fixing ability in chromosomes 3, 7, and 9. We identified candidate genes for these. These two genes are transcription factors that were identified as both positional and expression candidate genes. Maybe using these, we use different populations to identify these, and not only a GWAS study, but also a RIL population. We've identified genomic regions, candidate genes, that appear to be part of the basis of the variability for symbiotic nitrogen fixation in common bean. And hopefully this knowledge can be used in developing molecular tools to accelerate the genetic improvement of symbiotic nitrogen fixation in common bean. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Kelvin Campbell, who conducted most of this work, and my colleague here, Dr. Karen Seeke, and our support from the Legume Innovation Lab, Feed the Future Lab, USDARS, and also Michigan State University. Thank you very much. Some of the superior ones were actually some of our best varieties, best local varieties. There was two in there that were out of the U.S. They were some of, they would be some of our elite varieties, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about in Africa? Do you think those alleles are in varieties in Africa?
I don't know yet. They're over there now, they're being evaluated. But yes, that's something we have still to evaluate, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's currently part of what Kelvin will be doing now that he's returned home.